Lucy Favor is an award-winning stage performer and dancer who has been practicing for the last 25 years. Her heritage connects her to Pātāmea Savai Samoa. Her performance is mainly in the contemporary genre and contact improvisation, but she also loves to interweave her Samoan culture through siwa. Lucy was born with cerebral palsy and is in a wheelchair. However, that hasn't stopped her from achieving many accolades for her art, nor has it stopped her becoming a tutor on mixed dance with people of varying abilities. This episode is different from anyone we have recorded to date. Lucy has different verbal abilities and so shares her experiences with us using all the tools she has to help her with everyday life. We have a full video of this kōrero at our website to help tell Lucy's story. Whakarongo mai. Kia ora, I'm Kiane. Nuku is a movement. We're empowering Indigenous wahine to be agents of change, cultivating opportunities to shape the world we want. Through this series, we're meeting 100 kick-ass Indigenous wahine doing things differently. They show us how the world can be shaped by our unique Indigenous voice. It's all about who we are and not who we've been told to be. Nuku, mahine, mohine, kiahine. Kia ora te whānau, welcome to another episode of Nuku. Today we have a very amazing wahine who has very different abilities, and so this podcast is going to be very different too, to match those abilities. So before we start, I just want to say tālofa to Lucy Favor.
Hey.
It's so lovely to be here in your whare. In this episode, it's going to run a little bit differently to how it normally runs. We are going to have a very short kōrero first, and then I have sent Lucy some questions, and she has a very amazing machine that's going to help her answer those questions.
Yes.
Now, Lucy is a wahine who is a magnificent award-winning dancer. She is of Samoan heritage, and she was raised and grew up and live in Petone. She's going to speak more about this through her app, but because her American accented app doesn't quite pronounce our kupu correctly, I thought I might point out a few of them on the way. Lucy lives in Tāmaki Makaurau and was born with cerebral palsy, and she has a different verbal ability. So you're not nonverbal, because you and I have spent an hour having a conversation already.
Yeah.
But you have different verbal abilities, and sometimes they take a little bit more time.
Yeah.
A few guessing games.
Yeah.
But some really great ways that we've learned to communicate. And one of those ways that you communicate is through dance. And I think that's absolutely amazing. And we've talked about the differences that you and I have talked about, the differences that we celebrate in our worlds. I am not a dancer. I can boogie, but I'm not a dancer. And this is one key way that you're able to express yourself.
Yeah.
And you're able to communicate your stories, and you're able to share, and I absolutely love that. I also want to point out that, Lucy, you are a multiple award winner, and I'm sitting here in your lounge feeling a little bit like I haven't achieved quite enough in my life. I've picked up one of your awards, which in 1997 you won the Samoa Sports Awards, the Samoa Sportswoman with a Disability of the Year. And we talked a little bit about the sport that you played, and it's called boccia. You had to teach me how to pronounce it properly. So it's called boccia. And boccia is a precision ball sport. So when we were talking about this, we were like, is it bowls? It's not bowls. It's not petanque. It's kind of like in the middle. So it's a precision ball sport. And it's derived from the Latin word boss.
Yeah,
because you're boss. And it's contested at local, national and international levels by athletes with physical disabilities. And we've already decided that as part of this kōrero, we're not even going to talk about disability. We're going to talk about different abilities. Mm-hmm. And so you have different physical abilities. This particular sport, did you play it at local, national or international level?
Oh,
International. So I'm sorry about you. And so so was that part of the travel that you did when you went to Europe, USA and Asia? That was all for boccia. And of well, boccia and dance. And so obviously you were quite good at it because you won a Sportswoman of the Year. So did you ever win medals from boccia? Yeah, you did. Gold? You got gold. One gold? And silver? Yep. And bronze. So you've won all of them. And is it an individual sport or a team sport? Team sport. Yeah. Or individual sport. Oh, so you can go either or. So did you play individual? No, you played team. Oh, was your team good? Sort of. Sort of good. Well, you know, you won the medals, so at least you were good. I think that's really awesome. You've also won other ones, especially because boccia, I've never ever heard of that sport before, so you've taught me something new today. You've won other awards for dance, and you've, so that's the Pacific Arts Tour Award from Creative New Zealand, and you've also won, that was in 2020, and you've also won the Attitude Spirit Award, and I think the description of winning this award is pretty cool. So the Spirit of Attitude Award acknowledges people who have had a unique journey and have risen to the challenge of their varied abilities and applied a positive can-do spirit, which tells me that you're a kick-ass wahine who just goes out there and gets it done, yeah? I really love that, and I love that you have found this passion in dance and succeeded for like 25 years plus as a dancer. Can you share with us, because I, again, as I said, we would normally do this as a question answer, but because we've sent you the questions in advance, can you please share with us a little bit about who you are using your American friend over here? Thank you. That's if she wants to work.
The lover, Tina Korwa. My name is Lucy Fava. I am a performer with a disability. I have been performing for the past 24-25 years. My family originally came from Putamia, Savai'i, Samoa. My mom came here to New Zealand first. Then years later, her older sisters came. Unfortunately, mom wasn't connected with them back then as close. Mom was in a brief relationship when arriving in Wellington after I was born. I don't know much about the man who was my birth father. Mom is very strong-minded who had a pretty tough time. But she lived a good life. 3 years ago, Mom diagnosed the first stage of dementia. Despite that, she is still active. I was born in the late 60s in Wellington. I grew up in Levin and Petone, Lower Hutt, and in Auckland the longest. I used to love watching the old black and white movies, so I imagine that I could perform on stage one day. I like to connect with the audience. I enjoy seeing people's reaction to my perspective on performance. My first experience on the stage, I was just 16 at the Metro Theatre, Mangere, Auckland. The theatrical group I performed with the Unlimited Theatre for a year. I have cerebral palsy. Spastic quadriplegia since birth. It affects my muscle coordination and walking movements on both sides of my body, especially my speech. My left side is stronger than the right. Growing up with a disability was challenging enough for me immensely in my own Samoa family. I find myself being outcast. The Pacific community can be intimidated towards someone different and has a disability. So I didn't take part in the family activities. It is sad to say that. However, I adapted to be able to do things that make me feel like part of a group of people who accepted me. It's imperative to be able to share our stories of challenges. I'm the original member of Touch Compass's Aotearoa's leading professional performance company that is a disability-led. They are also the first company mixed ability integrated dance with dancers with and without disabilities since 1997. I guess the most acclaimed performance in 2001 is Lucy's Eden, based on my childhood story, is my favorite one. I had to learn more about my Samoan heritage, and I embrace it as a good thing. I plan to do solo work based on my own experience with Samoan traditional style this year, which I did last month at the Cuba Dupa down in Wellington, associated with Everybody Cool Live Here Theater Community in La Moana. The Siva is Tapau. It influences with my mom's family cultural traditional relationships back in her village patio. Savai Samoa. I didn't know much about my Samoan side, so I am learning more about it now. It makes me powerful and full of pride. My advice to the next generation of young Pacific artists is not afraid to take risks to the discovery of a passion for anything that they want to do. I am so happy and honored to be nominated by people who have supported me over 24 years of experience in the performance industry. With the Pacific Arts TOA Artistic Achievement CNC and the Spirit of Attitude Awards last year, I'm very humble. Dance for me. It's freedom of creation, whatever it is.
That's awesome. So I just want to correct a few of her pronunciations, just so that we're really clear. So your family come from the village of Pataya in Savai in Samoa. And you were born here in New Zealand? You were born here in New Zealand to parents of Samoan heritage, but one of the things that happened was you were taken from your parents at birth and adopted into another family. Oh, you know, you were put into state care. Right, into a home. And that was something that was quite common at that time. And that has really shaped who you are. And so today you from the home you were able to be adopted into another family? Or was it much later in life? No. But there has been another family that has helped and supported you throughout your journey.
Yeah.
And so you've been able to have two families, and you've been able to reconnect with your birth family, and which is amazing that you've been able to reconnect with your birth family, and I can see your face light up as we talk about that. But it's also meant that it's now you're starting to reconnect with understanding a little bit more about Samoan culture and Samoan dance, and wanting to learn more about incorporating Samoan dance into your practice.
Yeah,
that's so cool. We talked a little bit about your hopes for the future of Indigenous women and for the next generation, and you sent it to us in a message, so I'm going to read out your words for you, if that's okay. So what you said was, to young people with disabilities, whatever the challenges they face, just keep going, whatever you want to do in your life. Dreams do come true eventually. And that must mean it took a lot of hard work for you to get to where you are, and a lot of hard work for you to be recognised for the work that you do and the performance and the dance. And so for young people to just continue and to keep going and to keep trying, because it's, you know, it might not happen straight away. Lots of hurdles. But you'll get there eventually. Hard work, keep going, keep trying. You also shared your hopes for the next generation, and you said, I hope that the next generation of Indigenous women will have recognition for their own achievements in their own cultures and communities. And that's significant, because sometimes we are more harder on our own, within our own cultures. And you talked a little bit about that when you were sharing about, you know, in some points when you were in Samoan communities and in Samoan spaces, because you have different abilities, you're treated differently and not always recognized the same, yet you're just as capable of doing all of those things. And so to for us all to remember and to recognize that A, we need to be celebrating our own.
Yeah.
We need to be acknowledging and recognizing the achievements of our own.
Yeah.
And we also need to be more understanding of people that are different to us. And just because somebody has a different ability to us doesn't make them any less. I love that advice, and I think it's something that we can all learn from. This particular podcast, being different to our normal format, what we're also going to do is the kōrero that you had the beautiful American woman read out for us. We're going to put that on our website so that we're going to put it down in full so that people can read your words, even if they can't hear them all directly from your voice. We're going to put them all on our website, and the video that we make of you, we might end up making something a little bit longer than we normally do.
Yeah.
So that we can showcase. And what I would really love to do for people to really experience who you are is I'd really love to film you dancing. And so I am going to leave our podcast here because we have shared a lot about your upbringing and your successes and your advice.
Yeah.
And I do want to celebrate and acknowledge you because I think it's amazing that you have been in an industry for 25 years, which for many of us, lasting 25 years in an industry is quite an achievement on its own, let alone being awarded for something. And I can see you showing me that it hasn't been easy, eh?
Mm-hmm.
No, stressful and hard and it's drama.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. I get it. I feel you, girl. All the drama that comes with it. And so just, you know, being in an industry for that long is an achievement. So let's celebrate that. But let's also celebrate these amazing recent awards that you've won for your dance and to show us all that there are different ways that we can communicate and different ways that we can express ourselves. And by doing so through movement with our bodies is pretty powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty powerful.
Mm.
So thank you so much. No, don't thank me. I'm thanking you. Thank you so much for sharing with us today. We've had quite a long conversation before this podcast. We were talking about how men drive us crazy. Cheryl, I'll spill all the secrets now. How men drive us crazy, how botcher the sport, and how I didn't know anything about that. So anyone who's listening should really look into that. But most importantly, been talking about how we describe ability. And I have grown up with a grand auntie, my nana's sister, whose name is Shirley, who we call Nanny Hoki, who you met once in your life, which was so cool because you know people that I know. But who I have grown up with, who also has cerebral palsy and who also has varied communication abilities. And for 35 years, I've not once not been able to communicate with her. And so I think it's been quite interesting for us to have turned this into a podcast. It's challenging all of our abilities. but I'm thankful that you took the risk on us to make it work. And really appreciate you sharing your story. So kia ora, Lucy.
Yeah.
Kia ora.